The scripture reading this morning, we will repeat the scripture reading from last Sunday, Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Matthew chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Right then, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead to the other side of the lake while he dismissed the crowds. When he sent them away, he went up onto a mountain by himself to pray. Evening came and he was alone. Meanwhile, the boat, fighting a strong headwind, was being battered by the waves and was already far away from land. Very early in the morning, he came to his disciples walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, "It's a ghost." They were so frightened they screamed. Then Jesus spoke to them, "Be encouraged, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter replied, "Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and was walking on the water toward Jesus. When Peter saw the strong wind, he became frightened. As he began to sink, he shouted, "Lord, rescue me." Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him, saying, "You man of weak faith, why did you begin to have doubts?" When they got into the boat, the wind settled down. Then those in the boat worshiped Jesus and said, "You must be God's Son." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. How could we forget a story so vivid in detail, so striking and so amazing? How could we just move on to the next miracle or the next scripture reading and leave Simon Peter, still wet, sitting in the boat with the other disciples? I kind of wonder, knowing the disciples, if Simon Peter might not have been ready to jump right back into the lake once it was all over and he got his wits about himself. I mean, I can hear it now. Maybe it was the booming laughter of John, the son of thunder. "Hey, Simon, is that why Jesus calls you Cephas, Peter? The rock? Because you sink like a rock?" If not John, maybe it was Simon's brother, Andrew. How long must he have waited for a chance to take a cheap shot at Simon to even the odds in their sibling rivalry? Simon Peter might have wanted to just forget the whole thing ever happened. But if we can't forget the story just because we heard it, how could poor Simon Peter forget it? Especially when a boat full of guys wouldn't let him forget it. What part of this story do you think had the most impact on Simon Peter? What was the part he couldn't forget, try as he may? What part would have lingered on his mind, unable to be let go? Knowing Peter to be rather impulsive and boisterous, which is what got him in over his head in the first place, he might have easily grown fixated on the thrill of it all. One small step for man, one giant step for faith. Oh, how the surface of the water must have felt under his feet. And knowing Peter, he might have continued to live in the grandeur of that moment long after it was over. I wonder, in fact, if that could have been what got Peter in trouble beside the fire the night Jesus was arrested. Telling his story, remembering when he walked on water without thinking. Telling his story that had to be told, might have betrayed himself as having been with Jesus walking on the water. Some of us relish a couple of steps of fame, telling anyone who will listen, telling people who aren't even listening, trying to prove ourselves, our courage, our faith, our worth, trying to prolong the thrill of success long after the moment has passed. We all have "I remember when" stories. Maybe that would have been Simon Peter. Maybe that was why Jesus put him back in the boat with the other disciples, just to keep it real, just to keep Peter humble, to remind him who he really was, a rock. Could that have been the most memorable part of for Simon Peter? Failure? Remembering when he saw the waves, remembering when he felt the sensation of sinking beneath the surface of the water, just remembering it might have triggered the trauma all over for him again. Even trying to forget, he might have always been stuck in that time and place, unable to move on, remembering when he failed. That doesn't really seem to be the case with Simon Peter. Nope. He seems to have gotten a do-over, a second chance. And it's found in a story that John tells in the final chapter of his gospel. It was after the resurrection and the disciples were trying to process everything that had happened. John tells us that it was Simon Peter who decided that he was going fishing. He didn't seem to have a lingering fear of water or of boats. The rest of the disciples went along. After a night of fishing, having caught nothing, the risen Lord calls to them from the shore, asking them if they were catching anything. John tells us the disciples didn't recognize Jesus, not until he told them to cast their nets on the other side of the boat. Doing so, they caught more fish than they could drag in. That's when Simon Peter recognized Jesus. So here's Simon Peter's walking on water 2.0. When Simon Peter realized that it was the Master, he threw on some clothes, for he was stripped for work, and he dove into the sea. Not only had he overcome his fear, he'd overcome his failure. Not just the part about failing to walk on water. After the catch, John is very careful to say that Simon Peter joined them pulling the net to shore. If Simon Peter remembered when he failed to be able to walk on water, the memory had taught him something. First of all, he learned when exiting a boat on the water, dive, don't walk. He had also learned to stay connected to community. Don't abandon the other disciples in the boat, leaving all the work for them. Help those in your boat. This story in John had to make Simon Peter remember when he had wanted to do what he saw Jesus doing and tried to walk on water. It had to make him remember when he failed and what he'd learned from it. Was that the part that stuck into his mind the most? Lessons learned from failure. Those kinds of lessons weigh heavily on you, and they're etched into your memory. How many lessons have our failures taught us? What a gracious moment for Simon Peter to have been given a do-over by the resurrected Lord and to have the opportunity to demonstrate what he remembered by trying and failing to walk on water. Even though Simon Peter seems to have learned from his mistakes, perhaps there is yet another memory that is even more indelibly imprinted upon his mind and his heart. Sure, he remembered when he took a couple of steps on the surface of the lake. He remembered when he sank. How could he ever forget? But the thing that allowed these memories to somehow be reconciled in his mind was maybe another memory. A memory that went beyond the thrill of walking on water. A memory that overcame the guilt and the embarrassment of failure. Simon Peter remembered when Jesus took him by the hand and set him back in the boat. A memory of rescue. He remembered when Jesus raised him up from peril that threatened to overcome him. The memory of a presence that reached for him, grabbed him, and never let him go. That was a memory that Simon Peter just couldn't let go. Peter would go on to find himself in deep waters again. Each time he seemed to know just what to do. The book of Acts tells us about a disciple in Joppa named Tabitha, saying her life had overflowed with good work and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. She became so ill that she had died. After they washed her body, they laid her in an upstairs room. They sent two people to Peter. Peter went with them and was taken into that upstairs room. Peter sent everybody out of the room, Then he knelt and he prayed. He turned to the body and he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes and she saw him and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. Simon Peter was doing it. He was finally doing what he saw Jesus do. He was doing for Tabitha what Jesus had done for him. He was reaching out his hand and raising her up. Peter knew what to do. He remembered. He remembered not only the thrill of those few steps on the surface of the lake, he remembered, he learned from his failure, the thing that inspired him the most, that transformed him into the apostle he went on to become, was remembering when Jesus took his hand and raised him up from the depths of peril. We all remember when we have enjoyed shining moments of success, maybe not walking on water, but times that inspire us to venture out again in new ways beyond our comfort zone. Simon Peter would be the first person to caution us to never let the memory of success hold us back. We must have faith to go on to attempt to embrace greater challenges, to do greater things than ever we could have imagined. We certainly all remember when we have failed somewhere along the way. Failure should never hold us back either. Let our failure teach us important lessons and prepare us for the grace of a second chance. We also remember when the presence of God has rescued us from peril. Times when we felt we were surely sinking to rise no more. Times when we found ourselves in over our heads. Times when we regretted ever having stepped out of that boat. Times when we cried with the psalmist, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Only to encounter the merciful and gracious hand of God, who is the shepherd who makes us to lie down in green pastures, who leads us beside still waters, whose rod and staff comfort us. Our call today is to remember when the hand of God's mercy and grace reached out to deliver us, and let that memory inspire us to do what Jesus did, not walk on water, but to help those in our boat and to reach out and take others by the hand, setting them back into the shelter and safety of the Lord. We aren't called to make a splash. We are called to make a difference. Amen.